that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. This month is absolutely flying by. We are in our third week of The Paranormal. The October, the month of paranormal here on The Paranormal Patriot. And this week, we will have more paranormal. This week, we are going to talk about an old friend of mine that I used to talk about quite a bit and kind of got off the beaten path with him. But it seems like this cryptid may be back. We're talking about Batman. We're talking about Mothman. Whatever you want to call him. The Batman of Chicago. The Mothman. There's many names for this cryptid with a humanoid body, 6 to 7 to 8 feet tall, with bat-like wings and glowing red eyes. He's back. And we are going to talk about that on this episode of The Paranormal Patriot. But I would be remiss if I didn't discuss briefly last week's show. Last week's show, I'll be honest, when I received the message from Daniel Jackson stating that I see Hatman, I would love to talk about it. I had this vision in my head of how the interview was going to go. We're going to talk about Hatman, shadow people, ghosts, paranormal, you name it, we're going to talk about it. And I did some research on Daniel, and I knew he was a spirit medium, and he talks to ghosts, or he talks to spirit, I should say. And I had this grand plan for this amazing paranormal interview, and it just evolved into this life's purpose. It evolved into this life after death, and not that that was a bad thing, but it was totally different from what I was anticipating that interview to be. So when I posted that show, I knew going into it. I mean, it was a 3-hour show. I don't know how many of you listened to the whole thing, but if you did, kudos to you. Let me know. I'm going to send you something, because to go 3 hours on a podcast is insane and really not feasible. But you know what? I could have broken that up into 3 segments, 3 different shows, 2 different shows. But I said, you know what? Get it out there and let everybody listen to it. I was intrigued the whole night that I was talking to him. And I will be honest, some of the things he said, I was like, okay. You know, I was a little skeptical, but some of the stuff made sense to me. But I knew when I posted it that it was going to be a very, very divisive show. And the reason for that is because I have a lot of Christians that listen to this show. And he basically said, well, he didn't basically say, he said, the Bible is false. And I knew that was going to ruffle a lot of feathers. And it did. I got to tell you, I received so many emails and so many messages about last week's show. But the crazy thing about that is it was almost a 50-50 split. I had people just tearing me up and down. How could you even put this idiot on your show? And then I had people praising me. Oh my gosh, best show you've ever done, most intriguing topic. I love Daniel Jackson. And Daniel, if you're listening, I'm sure you know what you say, it can be polarizing and very dismissive and very divisive. But know that it was literally an even split of people who were really pissed off about what you said about it. And to be honest with you, one of the biggest complaints is the Archangel Michael looking like a moose. I had so many people literally, I could feel their emotions in these messages. They were just trembling at the keyboard. You're telling me this man thinks the Archangel Michael looks like a moose? How offensive. You know, and it wasn't that bad. They didn't use the word offensive because I really don't have any woke liberals listening to this show a lot. But people were genuinely pissed off about that comment and about how the Bible is just nothing. It's all a lie. And then I had other people say, Tom, I've felt this way for years. It is so good to hear somebody on your show with this same type of view. I don't know how to take it. You know, it was a very well-received show. A lot of people listened to it. Again, let me know if you listened to the whole thing, because I'm working on some merchandising, and if you put your name out there that you listened to the whole thing and prove that you did, you can't just say, hey, well, yeah, I listened to it. Oh, okay, here you go. Here's a free hat. If you prove to me that you listened to the whole show, I got some merchandising coming for you, because that was a true test of your love for the Paranormal Patriot, to sit 3 hours and listen to Daniel Jackson and I talk, and I believe a lot of what he said. I'm a believer in God. I believe the Bible, and a lot of people ask me, and this is why I'm coming up with this segment here. A lot of people ask me, Tom, do you believe what Daniel said? And I'm feeling this is a test, okay? So hopefully I don't pass this test, and I don't mean to sound dismissive, like I'm going to play both sides of the fence, but this is honestly how I feel. I believe there's truth to the Bible, but I also believe the Bible that we read every day now is nowhere near what the Bible really is. I believe that man, like the King James Bible, has been totally, that is not even close to what the original Aramaic Bible was stating. It has been translated incorrectly and manipulated, and things were put into perspective. Well, I don't think that was quite like they said it is, so let's put it this way. I believe that the Bible we're reading now is not even close to the true in one Bible. But in my eyes, if it brings people closer to God, and I know for, trust me, I know, because I can hear you already through my headphones. For those of you who have been listening to my show for a long time, you're sitting there going, what? Tom believes in God now? Because for a long time, I was very angry at God, and I questioned his existence, and I don't doubt that. I don't deny that. I'm not going to sit here and say I did not question God's existence. Why would a God give my wife cancer? Why would a God that so-called loves me give me a stillborn child? Why would my God that loves me and give my mother incurable cancer and make her suffer so much and pass before she wanted to? Why would a loving God want to do that? And I've had people tell me, and this is, you want to turn me off to God? There's one thing you can say to me. Well, God works in mysterious ways. That one comment will turn me away from God faster than any hypocrite, any heathen ever will. Because all that tells me is, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I preach the word of God, I live in God's glory, but I have no idea how this God works. I'm not going to tell you I don't know how he works. I'm just going to lie through my teeth and tell you God works in mysterious ways. God has a plan. Here's the truth for all of you who were asking me what I believe in. Did I believe Daniel Jackson? The truth is, I believe in God. I've gone back and forth on this, and I believe there's some sort of higher being, some sort of creator. I do believe that. You can call him what you want. God is not his name. That is the name we here use in this day and age. His name is Jehovah, or his son's name is Yeshua. I believe that. I believe that Yeshua, or we call him Jesus today, although the J in the English language was not even around 500 years ago, so his name wasn't Jesus. It was Yeshua. I believe he was a real person. I don't believe in the Bible of today. There are too many man-made constructs in that Bible. Too many man-made fallacies in that Bible. In a way, I believe the Bible is designed today. Not the original Aramaic Bible. I believe the Bible of today was designed by man to control us. And it's doing a very good job. Now, you can call God what you want. You can think he looks a certain way. I believe wholeheartedly in the power of prayer. I believe that when you pray to God, he listens. I hate using the word that I'm a Christian because that puts me in a group. I am not a believer in religion. In my opinion, religion does nothing but control you. I believe that church is more than two people getting together, two people or more getting together and discussing God and Jesus. Or should I say Jehovah and Yeshua? Say what you want about Daniel Jackson, but he gives people hope. It doesn't matter how horrible of a person you are, according to Daniel Jackson, you will have a second, or in my case, a 26th chance or 27th chance. I would like to think that this is my last incarnation on this planet because it's getting bad. And you have no idea how much I want to talk politics. There's so much going on, but I'm going to hold that till November. But you better hold on to your seat in November because it's going to get rough. But for those of you who liked what Daniel Jackson has to say, and for those of you who didn't like what Daniel Jackson had to say, that's the beauty of America, and that's the beauty of this show. You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to agree with everything my guests say. But if you took something out of it and said, that makes me think, then my job, and in this case Daniel Jackson's job, is complete. We've done on that show what we intended to do. And that's what I intend to do every time I get behind this mic, is I want you to think. I want you to question what your thought pattern is. I want you to think, I never thought about that. I should probably look into that. Or, that's a different way of looking at things. If I have one person a week out of the thousands and thousands of people that listen to this show a week, if I have one person a week do that, I've done my job. Because that one person may convince another person, and that person may convince another person. Until everybody's thinking. And I don't expect you. And I don't really, I can't say I don't want you to, but I don't expect everyone to believe in everything I believe in. All I ask of you is to think. I don't care if it's political or paranormal or topics that Daniel Jackson talked about. I want you to think. I want you to, as I say, every show, sit back, relax, and open that mind. An open mind is a mind that's willing to look at both sides, and a lot of times, multiple sides of a situation. And those are the minds we need in America. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of those right now. Alrighty, who's ready to jump into the show? Because I know I am. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to hear firsthand accounts of encounters with the Mothman or the Batman. Whatever you want to call it, we have encounters with them. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
So if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I had a run there for a while that it was all about Batman or the Mothman. And that's all I could talk about because it was all over the news paranormally. Everybody in the Chicago area was seeing this Batman, Mothman type humanoid creature. And then he kind of went away a little bit. He started to move around. It wasn't just Chicago. People in Michigan, people in Ohio, people in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Washington, Texas, people were seeing this creature all over. And I kind of lost interest because of everything that was going on in the country. I guess I shouldn't say lost interest, but it wasn't top of the list. Well, with this being Paranormal Month, it kind of fits in great that there has been kind of a resurgence in these Batman sightings that is taking the world and the country by storm again. So I want to go over a couple with you that really are back in the Chicago area. Most importantly, and I don't know what is going on here, but they center around O'Hare Airport. Now, I'm going to give you three accounts on this episode. Two of them will revolve around O'Hare Airport. The first one I'm going to give you is coming from Wisconsin. To pinpoint the location, it was Mineral Point, Wisconsin. Now, what I want you to do is, as I'm relaying this encounter to you, I want you to put this story in your head and relive what these people saw. Now, the first encounter comes from a young woman who does not want to give her name, so we will not. But this woman hails from Mineral Point, Wisconsin. And this is not only her first, but also her second encounter with winged beings. My first encounter occurred during the afternoon in early spring 2021. I'd been feeling spiritually vulnerable and was attempting to improve my personal protection with the help of Archangels Michael and Raphael. Now, at the end of the breezeway that extended from my front door, there was a window which I would use to access the flat roof. As I approached this flat roof and looked out the window, I observed two crouching beings with feathered wings facing the large St. Mary's and St. Paul's Catholic Church, which was a few blocks away from my apartment building at 224 Davis Street. These beings, they seemed to be arguing with each other. Both of the figures were stone gray in color and solid like concrete. I immediately thought that these were representations of St. Michael and St. Raphael. As I continued watching, they stood up to a height of about 7 or 8 feet, but seemed to be fading in and out of reality. Then they fully extended their wings to a span of about 10 feet and flew off towards the Catholic Church. Now, the second encounter. This took place in autumn of 2021. While I was walking my dogs late at night between 1 and 2 a.m. I was in an alleyway near my home heading towards High Street, which is the main thoroughfare in my small town. I soon noticed small lights or orbs descending around me. As I approached the steps near the Mineral Point Opera House at 129 High Street, my attention was drawn to what I can only describe as a large gargoyle-like entity perched on top of the building across the street. The being's claws were extended to the edge and its massive feathered wings unfolded to a span of about 20 to 25 feet. This entity was solid gray in color with a heavy girded body. The face, I would describe it as a cross between a bulldog and a lion with pointed ears and a long snout, but having a snub nose. I watched this being for 2 minutes or so after its dark eyes seemed to be focusing its gaze on me. It then stood up and displayed a very tall body with its wings fully extended. It began to move off in an attempt to descend, but disappeared into nothing. After the initial shock of encountering this impressive winged creature, I was thankful for the opportunity to observe it. I realized my trips to Paris and Notre Dame, stating that this being looked like a gargoyle, I realized that maybe that's what I was seeing. This woman claims to have seen two statue, concrete-like beings arguing with each other, and she took them as a representation of St. Michael and St. Raphael, and then saw a huge, huge gargoyle-like being that she would describe as the one she has seen on Notre Dame, the cathedral in Paris, the gargoyles that we've seen so many pictures of. She said this being was almost an exact replica. What do you think that this woman saw? Was it a gargoyle? And why did they seem to go in and out of quote-unquote reality? We'll discuss my thoughts on this and the other sightings at the end of the show. But now, let's move on, because we're going to move to the O'Hare Airport in Chicago. I don't know. I can't figure out what is going on at O'Hare, but there seems to be a lot of UFO activity as well as a lot of Batman or winged humanoid activity at this airport. And I'm going to give you two encounters. And here is the first one. I work as a security guard for a local security company and was working at a construction area near O'Hare Airport. I was relaxing in my truck listening to a podcast, hopefully at the Paranormal Patriot. It was about 1 a.m. local time and it had been a quiet night as usual. My shifts are usually pretty quiet, only the occasional homeless person wandering onto the site or horny teenagers looking for a dark, out-of-the-way place to park. All right. I was sitting there with the window open when I saw movement out of the corner of my eye that caught my attention. I got out of the truck and went around to see if anyone might have wandered onto the site. The construction site I was on was used to make asphalt. There's a large grinder to crush rock down, and that's where I was walking towards when again I saw movement near the area where the dump trucks were loaded. It was at that point I saw a very large, dark figure standing there. It was dark black, but had a pair of large, red, glowing eyes. It stood about 7.5 feet tall and just remained there quietly with a large pair of outstretched wings that had slowly flapped open and then shut. I called to it, and then I lit it up with my blue flashlight. The light was so bright that I could see the equipment in the lot. But when I looked, the figure was gone. But what was really strange is the figure was gone, but what I noticed above me was a really large boomerang-shaped UFO. This UFO was moving away from the site. The edge of the ship had white lights on it, and it was only about 60 feet in the air. It got higher as it moved away and then shot into the sky and was gone in a fraction of a second. I won't lie. I almost crapped my pants when I saw this and ran back toward the truck. When I rolled up the window and looked out the door, and locked the doors, I was scared, very scared, but stayed on post with the truck turned on and the headlights on until about 5 a.m. when I left. I've served 2 terms in Afghanistan while in the U.S. Army and have been in contact before, and I was very shaken to the core after this incident. I only calmed down when I saw the sky getting lighter as dawn approached, but I'm sure that if it had wanted to hurt me, it would have done it, and there was nothing much I could have done about it. This is what I saw. I am 150% certain that what I saw was real and not a hallucination. I do not drink. I've never touched a single drug in my entire life. I am not a religious person, and I don't believe in things like demons, but whatever this thing was, it was not human and didn't belong here. I told my wife about it the next morning, and it was her who told me about the thing being seen at the airport the last couple years and even showed me a blog about it on her phone. I'm not sure what I saw, but I hope my reporting this to you helps you in finding out what this thing was. This is an absolute typical encounter, description-wise, of a winged humanoid. 7.5 feet tall. Large wings. The unknown and the weird part about this is the boomeranged shape UFO. Does that have any correlation to seeing this winged humanoid? Does this mean that these winged humanoids are an alien creature? Does this mean that if these boomerang-shaped UFOs are government secret projects, that this winged humanoid is a government creation? We don't know. This man is 150% sure of what he saw. What do you think? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, I saved what I think is the best and the most important one for last. Because this person, it was sent to me from a fellow paranormal researcher. And he said, "Tom, I really think you need to put this on your show because I know who this is. And this person is not lying about who they are." And for this person to come out and say what they said to me is amazing. It's scary. This person, this paranormal investigator that I know, I don't want to give his name because I don't know if I can give his name, received an email from a former airline executive. And this airline executive was stationed at O'Hare Airport. And it says, "Hey, paranormal investigator, thank you for your hard work and for being the voice for us to turn to in strange times. I'm sharing some information with you because I believe the residents of Chicago and essentially those living everywhere in the United States should be alerted that something very dangerous is happening in our nation. I'm not an expert on cryptids, but as an airline executive, I have witnessed strange aerial phenomenon and have heard firsthand sighting accounts from pilots who have witnessed these aerial phenomena. It is of my opinion that Illinois law enforcement should be alerted of such an issue, both cryptid and UFO related, because citizens are at risk. In my humble opinion, suburban / rural residents should not go outside after 11 p.m. unless they really must. Such a message to be substantially or situationally aware and prepared must be presented to our neighbors. As a side note, seemingly everyone that works at O'Hare knows about the UFO / Mothman sightings. However, to be safe, more people need to be briefed on this issue. What I want to give you is an account that happened to me in August of 2021. Now, I share a townhouse with my better half in a nicely landscaped community within a large suburb 6 miles directly south of O'Hare Airport. We have a duck pond with pine trees next to our home, which is often visited by coyotes at night attempting to catch a duck or a goose. On this particular August night at 2 a.m., we were awakened by a super loud screaming, canine in distress, totally in pain noise by a pine tree near our street. The first scream lasted almost 20 seconds without stopping. It was the most gruesome, loud noise I have ever heard from an animal, and I took it to be a coyote, because with the right mind, who would be walking a dog at 2 a.m. and nobody yelling for help as her dog was being attacked. The screaming noise stopped abruptly, and then it started again, only louder. The animal was definitely being tortured, and I could tell that the noise was moving away from our location as if the animal was moving down the street somehow. The question we have been trying to determine around here is, what predator is big enough to capture and torture a coyote? Given the reports of Mothman flying around Chicago, I shudder to think that no common predator could carry a 60-pound coyote, and that perhaps Mothman was flying sorties in our neighborhood that night. We know the background of Mothman, dating back to 1966 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. In my opinion, it has extraterrestrial ties and unique strengths, and that it's flying all over Chicago at night. It's time for law enforcement to be briefed. This encounter. It's an airline executive, and this airline executive is known to be an airline executive. This is not some guy claiming to be an airline executive. This is an airline executive per my contact in Chicago who is a paranormal investigator. This paranormal investigator friend of mine sent me an email linking this account and this message that this executive has for everybody, and he put in there, "Tom, trust me, I know what you're going to think when you read this. This guy's nuts. Who the hell is this guy? But this paranormal investigator friend of mine, he can vouch for him. He said, "I know who this guy is. This guy is terrified of what is being seen on literally a weekly basis at O'Hare Airport. It's being hushed up. There are UFOs buzzing that airport left and right." He went on to say that depictions or descriptions of humanoid winged beings, 8 feet tall, being seen by runway crew, by airline attendants, by pilots, are being seen and witnessed and documented at O'Hare Airport constantly. What is it? Why? Why O'Hare Airport? What makes O'Hare Airport a beacon for the Mothman and UFOs? If you think you have the answer, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net, and let me know. We're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts on what is going on with Batman, Mothman, whatever you want to call him. My name is Tom Velasquez. I am the Paranormal Patriot. I will be right back. Took a while just to know the dark secret to happiness.
the stuff of nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's been a long fucking year, I'm staying sober now. I can't deal with the stress I get from going out.
Okay, I'm going to give you my thoughts on what I think is going on with Batman or Mothman, whatever you want to call him. We'll just call him humanoid winged figure. I don't know. But last week's show, there's a lot of what Daniel Jackson said that I believe in. I believe we have alternate dimensions. We have parallel universes. Call them realms, whatever you want to call them. The human eye can only see a certain amount of the spectrum. There's much, much more of that spectrum available that we can't see, which means there are things in our human vision that we cannot see. We cannot perceive other dimensions. We cannot perceive other universes. I'm a firm believer that Batman, Mothman, winged humanoid creatures do exist. The woman in Mineral Point, Wisconsin, had one of the things that struck me when I read that account was when she was describing the two stone-like winged creatures arguing. She said they were going in and out of reality. Almost like they were going in and out of our universe, in and out of our realm of consciousness. I believe that this isn't the only thing for us. There is another universe. There is another realm. There is another dimension. Now, some people say that you have another you in another dimension, and it's leading a completely different life. Hopefully I'm rich and have the same family and same friends, but I'm rich beyond compare because I'm tired of worrying about bills. Yeah, I can dream. This is my reality. There may be a guy that looks exactly like me, that is me, in another dimension doing a podcast going, man, I am so glad I'm not poor. I'm thinking the other guy in another dimension that's me is poor as hell. I'm glad I'm not him. It could be. I don't know. But Daniel Jackson, I think he got that right. There's a lot that a lot of people had issues with him. Me personally, I'm a big believer that when we go, we're just energy. We are a bundle of energy. I mean, you look at our brains. Our brains are firing every time you move. If you squeeze your hand, if whatever. Anytime you move, that's a burst of energy going off in your brain. We are nothing but energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. It can't be dissipated. It can only be transformed. I believe our souls are that, and our souls, our energy is not confined into this dimension, into this universe. I believe we can traverse between dimensions and universes as we please. I believe that if anybody's seen the Stephen King movie, I've read the book, I've seen the movie, I've seen the Netflix miniseries. I enjoyed the Netflix series. I was pissed off that they didn't continue it. The movie, yeah, it was good. The book, really good. Usually that's how it works. Usually the book is better than the movies. But if you've ever read the Stephen King novel or seen the movie or watched the Netflix series, The Mist, you know that there's another dimension. And we can't see what's in that dimension. We don't know what's in that dimension. How do we know that these Batman, these Mothmans, these winged humanoid creatures aren't remnants or residents of another dimension that have come through? People have seen these for a while, yes. But people have really, truly started to see these. And I'm going to throw you right down, way down the rabbit hole on this one. Think about this. When did massive amounts of sightings happen? After CERN. Everybody knows what CERN is. If you don't, C-E-R-N, look it up. CERN has opened other dimensions. CERN has opened parallel universes. It's proven that they have. How do we know they haven't let them in? But the question remains, what are they doing in Chicago? Why is Chicago or the Great Lakes such a beacon for them? And this is where I need my listeners' help. And trust me, my listeners, I need your help all the time. But this is where I really need it. Tell me why they're in the Chicago or Great Lakes area. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. All right. We are going to cut the show off early this week. You had to endure a 3-hour show last week. I'm going to cut it off early this week. Next week will be the last show. I know October 31st ends on a Sunday of the last day of the month. But I'm going to cut, maybe not. I don't know. The plan is to cut the paranormal month off the 22nd or 24th. I'm sorry, 24th of October. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what I've got going on. Trust me, there are so many things I want to talk about politically that I'm just bursting at the seams to get it out to you. Be prepared come November. Honestly, people, it's crazy. But next week's show, I can almost 100% guarantee you, is going to be very, 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 very short. As most of you know, my family and I put on a huge, huge Halloween party at our house. We decorate the house to the nines. It is just about decorated. I turn my garage into a club. I DJ out there, and people are dancing all night long. We have already confirmed over 100 people at this party. I need to make sure everything's up and ready. I will probably do a show that is maybe a half hour long next week. I have no idea what it's going to be, but I will definitely have a show. So that'll be the show this week. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. Send your requests, send your comments to ghostseeker4@charter.net. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open your mind. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We'll talk to you next week. Yeah, I'm using intuition and I got a great new vision and I'm gonna use it so I take control. Wow, winds are out there fishing. I will harness my ambition to create a whole new meaning for my soul. My powers got him wincing. I destroy his inhibitions, making sure he knows exactly about his role.